Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's In Case You Missed It. We are Jason and Tony. Found out that most people are sleeping on cheap or used mattresses and talked a little about pee stains. If you're cool with sleeping on a mattress that you found side of the road, or maybe a family member handed down and you're cool with it because, mysterious stains, they don't bother you. You can just look right over, you put a sheet on them, and then poof, they're gone.
Out of sight, out of mind.
If you're one of those people, you're not alone. A new survey says 16% of people say they're sleeping on a mattress they somehow got for free.
Whoa. There's pretty much dumpster mattresses.
You see them, all, especially like when somebody gets evicted. Like at an apartment complex, you're like, well, that's a pretty good looking mattress right there.
Wonder where they hauling all them off to.
Huh, that's box springs look good on that mattress too.
They're going to the dump.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
And 82% of people are sleeping on a mattress that cost under $500.
What? And maybe this, you know, like maybe local bed bugs are better for. For local allergies.
Like local honey?
Like local honey. I
mean. How'd you get cured? Bed bugs? Local bed bugs? That's how I got cured.
Yeah, dumpster mattresses, man.
Yeah. It is weird when you do have that mattress that has the weird, like, pee stain on it from, like, your kid or something. And here's what I don't understand. Like in toast, people see everybody from Jesus to Bob Dylan on a piece of toast. There's not been one reported pee stain person.
I mean, nobody.
Nothing. I mean, the pee stains always get looked over for visions and
stuff.
Look,
I see Moses in the pee stain.
There's a new style of jeans out, and they're awful. I'm not sure we talked about the asymmetrical jeans that a designer was creating back in January. That's when the big news came out about it. And what they are, they got one leg that's flared out like a bell bottom.
Right.
And then one leg that's tight and tapered like skinny jeans. Asymmetrical.
They've two different types of pants.
Yes.
Or two different legs, one pair
put together,
of pants.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Right. I'm happy to announce that they're on sale now for all of you who were waiting for that. Neiman Marcus is carrying them, and you could get them for the low, super low, crazy low discounted price
of
$462 a pair.
Holy cow. What?
Man, who in the world would buy that?
Nobody. And they're silly. One leg's a bell bottom, one's a skinny leg.
They only come in women's sizes, by the way, from extra small to large.
Hear that, fellas?
And all sizes are still in, believe it or not.
Get out of
here. I swear, I don't know how they're keeping them in stock.
I have three clothing ideas
that
anybody with a sewing machine wants to use these.
These will be great. Okay.
These are free.
I'm ready.
You make millions and let us in on
it. Right, we're ready.
Work pajamas. like a man's work jammy.
Yeah.
You know, like
it looks like a suit or a uniform or something.
Well, I mean, you know, it looks like you could go to work in it, but you could sleep in it too.
I got you.
And it's got little loops where you put a tool belt, you know.
Yeah.
And that way, take it off, lay down. But
I like
it. Work jammies.
Uh-huh.
All right. Overalls, but don't finish them to where they go all the way over. Call them oversums. That'll save on denim if they're not all the way overall.
Over.
Just oversums.
Uh-huh.
And my last idea is instead of coveralls, come up with something called cover halves.
I think that's a lot like your overall idea.
Well, no, the coveralls have a zipper.
Oh.
See? Less fabric. Yeah. Less fabric.
I think Carhartt will be calling any minute now.
Yeah, Carhartt's calling the nut house for him to go pick Tony up.
Rhino, now listen.
What?
I should be making apparel with ideas like the ones I get.
Hey, if they can charge $462 for a pair of jeans with two separate legs... I mean, you really can't say anything is stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Now, Rhino, you wouldn't have a pair of those jeans, would you?
Nope.
You wear chaps, Rhino?
Yep.
At home alone?
No.
I'm on my on the bike.
I just got off work, fixing to head to the house and take care of a couple things and head back to my other job.
You wear chaps there?
Oh.
We went 30 seconds inside a woman's head.
Admit it, it's what y'all are thinking.
And now it's time for another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
Well, I'm engaged. He asked me this weekend, should I be bothered he didn't get down on one knee? Should I be concerned that then he joked about having a trick knee and that his name is Thomas, but he never wants to be called Tom or Tommy? Always Thomas. I mean, that's going to be a lifetime of not being able to shorten it when I call his name. Thomas! The things I think about after I'm blinded by a ring. I mean, love. Yeah. Love.
And that was another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
We gathered up all the bad jokes we could find and did picking and grinning.
Here they are.
I'm picking!
And he does a good job, too.
And you're grinning.
Yeah, I am. Well, Jason,
yeah,
I bet my butcher that he couldn't reach the meat on the top shelf. He said he wasn't going to bet with me.
Huh.
He said the stakes were too high.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
A pirate walks into a bar with a paper towel for a hat. The bartender asks, what's with the paper towel?
Uh-huh.
The pirate says, arr, I got a bounty on me head.
Well, Jason, I had a dream that I was planting myself in a garden.
Oh.
Yeah, it felt so real, I actually sold myself.
Hey there, Tony.
Hey.
What type of board does Mario use to communicate with the dead?
I give up what?
A Luigi board. Here's today's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Corned beef stash. Corned beef stash is what you call the food in the mustache of someone eating corned beef hash. Corned beef stash.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And now, what I think is truly the best country lyric that's never been written. This is number one in my book. The best one ever.
Brad Paisley's already called me asking for it.
Oh, my gosh. He won't shut up about it. It's the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I get twice as many kisses and twice as many grins. That's why I like dating Siamese twins.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you, as always, with today's
Real Good.
If you haven't seen this yet, it's pretty great. I don't care who you root for in college football. This is a great story.
Yes, it is.
There's a elementary school kid in Tallahassee. He's a huge University of Tennessee fan. Poor kid.
Down there in Florida. It'd be tough to be a UT fan.
He's on a road to awfulness the rest of his life. Anyway, but he couldn't afford one of their T-shirts. It was school colors day, and you were supposed to wear a shirt of your favorite college team.
So the little guy did the only thing he knew to do.
He wore an orange shirt and then on a piece of paper just drew UT on a piece of paper. And then he just pinned it to his orange shirt.
He made his own.
The kids at school were pretty ruthless to him about it, to be honest with you. Mm. And he got made fun of a lot. I mean, Tennessee was just coming off losing to Georgia State, and he couldn't afford it. I mean, it was terrible for this kid.
A little rough,
and they bullied
him
to death. And anyway, the teacher saw that he was just distraught about it. We were talking about a 7-8 year old kid, I think.
Well, you know,
little kid.
Bug, yeah.
Yeah.
And she put the picture out on Facebook. She was hoping somebody would buy him a real Tennessee Vols shirt. And something even better happened.
Listen.
The president of the University of Tennessee saw the post and sent him a ton of swag. Boxes on boxes on boxes. T-shirts, hats. He got game-worn jerseys. He got, there's nothing.
Little this man kid rolling in it, yes.
Then the school announced that they're taking the logo that the kid made, that he drew.
Did himself.
And they're reproducing that shirt, and they're selling online for $15. So many people wanted to support this that the website shut down. They couldn't handle it all. They sold 16,000 of them.
Yay!
It shut down, and now they're back up again, and you can go and get it. Every single penny from that the university's making, the mom of this child wants it to go to stomp out bullying.
What a sweet lady.
So the mom's like, could you just send that money? And I mean, obviously this is also a family that needs some money. And she's like, no, just send it to that. Because there's a lot more that need that than I need. I'll make some cash here after a while, you know?
That says what size heart she has. That's amazing. Yeah, and his logo that's going to be on a jersey or on a shirt now. That's as cool as it can be.
That's just really neat. You can go to utvolshop.com if you want to buy one. You ain't got to wear it if you're a Roll Tider or a Wildcat or whatever. You ain't got to wear it. But it'd be nice to support, right?
Every penny going to stomp out bullying.
That's really cool. To that kid, University of Tennessee, y'all are real good. Well, that wraps up today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe and share. This has been In Case You Missed It.